You're listening to WAT Vikings, a sport at WAT podcast. Hello, I'm Tom Grinsell, and you are very welcome to our special edition of this podcast. Today we are having our little Christmas gathering, so we have all our sports team in the studio here. We have Jack Lyons, Sean Gagan, Katie Redmond and Lizzie Kent in studio today. So we said we'd do things a little bit differently today. So we brought our WAT Vikings hat from the office over, and there's a couple of different topics in it. So it'll be kind of a little bit mix and match, but we'll give it a go. So we'll start off, we'll put the hat on the middle of the desk there, and we'll get Sean Gagan to pick first.
Drum roll.
Any time there, Sean.
What did I get? Yeah, was it shaking about? Favourite Christmas presents.
Sean's favourite one.
Oh, it's a good one.
Take that one out on purpose.
We'll try to go with sports Christmas presents. Start with you, Sean, seeing as you picked it out.
Oh, God. Sports one. Simple one. I got a brand new soccer ball, premiership soccer ball, when I was like 13, I want to think. And I had all like the fancy presents, like the Scalectrics and all that kind of stuff, but that one meant the most to me. So
yeah, it was last year's list.
Yeah, 2 years ago. It was actually wrapped up as well. I had no idea what it was. that one meant the most to me.
Ah, not so bad. I got no premiership footballs. I guarantee you Jack got a slitter though.
Yeah, I'd say the best one I got was I think it was about 10 or 11. I got a pair of shiny white Vapors, Mercurial Vapors. They were the whole thing. I wouldn't dream away.
Shiny white.
I wouldn't dream away.
Shiny white.
Yeah, shiny white.
Flash.
I remember Didier Drogba used to wear them, so I thought they were the bee's knees at the time. So
I was he playing Hurling, was he?
Yeah. He used to play full forward for Kilgobnet there.
Katie, what about you?
I suppose similar enough to Jack. When I was about 12, I would have got a flashy new pair of Predators, and you know, they obviously meant massive to me as well, so that was probably my best Christmas present.
Nice. She's we're all selecting football boots. Lizzie, you might go against the grain.
I didn't have football boots in my day. No, I suppose mine probably would have been, so maybe when I was 10 or 11, and it was, I suppose at that stage, it was a Kickmaster. So like basically you put the football, which wasn't a fancy premiership football now, I might add, but anyway, put the football into the net and you hold on to the handle and you can kick it and it comes back to you and all that. And I suppose my sister, who was the ultimate girly girl then, was like, what is this? Like, what is this? As in, so, but for me, I loved it. Sure, it was great. Like, I think I still have it at home even.
Did you get a few whacks in the face or anything?
Oh, God, no.
No. Good first touch.
Well, it came back to me, so I suppose that it wasn't really much to do about the touch. It was more the net. It served the purpose. What about you, Tom?
What was your record, Liz? 2, 3.
Just can't remember that right now, Sean. You know,
like, last count.
I probably have 2 different ones. So, one would have been football boots. So I'm just going back to the lads' topic there. But I got a pair of red Predators. Thought I was the bee's knees. First game I went out, got the legs absolutely kicked off me, so that was a big mistake. I won't be doing that again. And then the other one was we were just talking about earlier, the swing ball. So many fellas and girls injured during their time, but that was the one, you had the tennis ball on the string.
Yeah.
You give it a good whack, it comes back and hits you in the back of the head, so.
You're not giving it a good advertisement here now.
No, but great game, very inclusive. You can all
very inclusive.
Inclusivity.
Yeah.
I love inclusive
in
Christmas
Santa presents.
They're my favourite.
You can also play it on your own for hours, so lots of fun.
There seems to be a bit more to that story, Tom. On your own for hours.
I was the only boy in the family, so it was very lonely.
Inclusive.
So I think we're happy enough with our Christmas presents, are we?
Yeah. Red Mono's next. Picking out a hat.
Ooh, which one am I gonna
get? What's next? Something serious now.
What sports person would you most like to meet?
Ooh.
Oh.
Did Santi ever play soccer?
are these living or?
No, don't have to be, no. We can make up the rules.
Well, Jack, what would you say?
I would have to say Buff Egan, I'd say. just, I suppose, the character of the man and what he's doing for the club game, I suppose, at the minute. I suppose it'd have to be Buffy Egan now.
Jeez. He's getting great recognition from Ballyduff GA. Sean?
I have two. Is that, if that's all right? One living and one not so living.
John, you can do what you want here.
For Georgie Best. First one. Great crack. Unbelievable there. Why not? Like, and then Jurgen Klopp. Second one.
Nice.
Just got, again, the character of the man. So
I can see you kick back in a hot tub there now. Just
who? Jurgen Klopp? Why did that come to your head, Tom?
I won't say. Katie?
I suppose for me it'd probably be someone like Brian O'Driscoll. You know, he had a great career with Ireland, and you know, he's still inspirational even though he's not playing anymore. He's still like a really good pundit now, so probably himself.
Yeah, great player, wasn't he, in fairness? One of the,
it wasn't bad, John.
All time greats of Irish rugby, I'd imagine.
Yeah, world rugby even, I would say.
Yeah, world rugby, yeah.
One of the best, yeah.
Elizabeth.
I have two as well. Maybe three, but I'll stick to two. Georgie Best would have been on the list as well, but I'm not going to copy Sean, so that's why
we can go together.
Okay, yeah. Right, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
The hot tub.
I would say, just for, I suppose, the greatest manager of all times, I would love to sit down with Alex Ferguson at some point. I think I'd really enjoy that, and I think on a maybe a more recent scale, I'd love to meet Katie Taylor. Like, I think she's a real trendsetter, real kind of, I suppose. She decided something that she wanted to do, she made it happen, and sure, she's probably pound for pound one of the best boxers in the world. I think the mentality and everything that she's achieved.
Trailblazer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I think they would be the two I'd love to sit down with.
Did you see her on the Late Late Toy Show? She was actually just came out, like, just her presence alone, and so humble as well. Like,
I was just going to say, her humility is just, like, she's one of the best in the world, but I think you could probably sit down and have
a
chat and a whatever with her, and she's just,
she still seems so grounded.
So grounded, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely, that would be my two. What about you, Tom?
Very good.
Liam Sheedy.
Liam Sheedy, yeah. No, I think...
Kevin Keegan.
Is that because I look like him with these on? I was always a big Roy Keane fan. Was absolutely gutted when he walked away in Saipan, but I always stood by him. And I remember I was so just mad to see the man in person that I went to a game. United were playing Shelburne in a friendly in Talca Park. I think it was actually something for Keane, I'm not sure, but it wasn't a testimonial. But I remember going up and I just stood, didn't even sit in the seat, just stood down the rail and watching him for ages. He was just different class. Like, he's just, his presence, he was just a leader. Like, but yeah, absolutely gutted. I still blame Mick McCarthy to this day. But but Roy Keane is definitely a fan favourite of mine. I think he's excellent at the punditry at the minute. He's just very honest. Like, and I don't know, some people think he's controversial, but he just, sometimes when you say it how it is, it doesn't sit well with people. So
yeah, I think playing wise, he really just set a standard. I think when, you know, maybe for me, he was the first of his kind to do that. Like, he was the general on the field. I do believe United wouldn't have been half as successful if it wasn't for Keane. Now I suppose, like I think his punditry in elements is good. I think some of it is a little bit gimmicky, but I think that's he's putting that on per se. But I think as a player and what he's achieved, I think
man to get the job done, like, wasn't
yeah just, absolutely, and just
chips are down.
I don't know where I read it recently. Someone was saying that, like, how they described Keane is that he was the only player that they knew that could get an extra percent out of every other player on the field. So, like, he was adding an extra 10% by his presence and by what he demanded. So there's a lot to be said for that. I'm on the fence. I would have been a big fan, but
yeah,
he should have stayed in Saipan.
I know. Well, yeah, I suppose. But then when you look back at, say, even just look at the United team now, like, they're missing somebody like him. And I don't know. Will we ever see the likes of him?
Is there a player like him now, though? Is there? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Different time.
In any Premiership team, is there a Roy Keane or a player like him? I wouldn't say so.
No.
Even that break-up play type player, there's no one close to his standard, I would say. That can probably play a little ball as well.
Probably not in the combination of leadership skills and that kind of
stuff. No.
Do you know where he was really underrated though? Like his passing ability was actually second to none.
Oh, it was very good, Jake. Play ball there.
Yeah, like as in his pass percentages were like phenomenal. Like, but anyway.
Yeah, so that's
Ricky. Right, I'm up next, am I?
Jack.
Yeah, boy.
No pressure, Jack.
If I get Christmas songs here now, my head would be gone.
You have to sing it.
That's gonna fall. Favorite Christmas songs.
Oh. Fix.
Right, TG, you're up. You're
me
up
first.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one. Favorite Christmas song. To be honest, I have a few, but when I turn on Mariah Carey and Cara, I just can't help blasting out. Oh, I love it. All I want for Christmas is you. Not you, Jack, but just the song. Oh, it's great.
Lizzie?
hard to follow that one. I love it on, say, Monday evening now when I'm leaving here, driving home for Christmas. It's an old classic, I think. Bad. Yeah. Shawnee. Blasting it out on the way home.
What did you see the meme about that where they said someone should buy him a sat nav because he's driving home since whatever, what was it, 74?
Yeah, I think that meme might apply to me because my sense of direction now would be as good as that. But anyway,
Shawnee,
I'll go with not really a Christmas song, or is it?
Feliz Navidad.
I'll go with E17.
Oh yeah,
Stay now.
I'll go with that one with the best music video of all time.
Yeah.
It was Evan Jack Rocky watching it last week.
Budget of about €25, I think.
Yeah. Recorded in the back office somewhere. Like,
fantastic.
Are you going to wear the white suits for
We wore them last week, sure, at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, suppose.
Katie?
I probably have to go with the same as Tom, Mariah Carey. I think when you first hear that on the radio, it really kind of, you know, gets you in the Christmas mood. So
just blast it out.
Yeah, I probably have to go with that too.
I can see you driving along now in your little... Adam.
Blast it out.
In your Adam, blasting it out.
I'm going to guess yours, Jack.
Well.
Fairy Tale in New York.
No.
Wham.
Nah, it's too played out. Wham. Can't beat Wham. Man.
Yeah. I heard him playing it for the last 4 weeks now.
Peak George Michael. Lads. Can't beat it. Right, Lizzie.
I'm up. Here we go.
Ooh.
Sporting Hero.
Oh.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
Is this a bit different to the person you'd like to meet? I think so.
Yeah.
Like when you were a kid, kind of thing. Like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm up, am I?
You're up.
I suppose as a kid, I'd have to say it was Ken McGrath.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was kind of good. I suppose. Never reached the heights they probably should have, but that good Waterford team that was through the noughties, I suppose, when I was in my childhood. He was the main man. He was. Ability and leadership, I suppose.
Serious operator, wasn't he?
Yeah. Like, I suppose, skill-wise, like, you have Dan and Milan and those kind of fellas who are bringing it to the table every summer, like, but Ken was doing that on top of leading the team as well. And when the chips are down, as you said before, Roy Keane, he was the man you want kind of in your trench, I suppose, yeah.
Bring you to the trenches.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah. With tons of ability as well, I suppose, to go with it.
Yes, now I know Ken is all these people are real humble as well, aren't they? Like, Ken is so...
Yeah, like, not then, but I suppose since then you would have met him, and always a nice fella to talk to, and will always give you the time of day, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sean probably doesn't know who Ken is.
No, you have to explain to the listeners who he is.
So, Shawnee, what about you?
I'll go with Robbie Fowler.
Ooh.
Liverpool legend. When he actually left, when he left Liverpool the first time to go to Leeds.
Leeds United legend.
story was that I was 11 or 12 and I was getting ready for school, and the old man rang me on the way from work because he's a big Leeds fan. Started laughing on the phone at me and I burst into tears crying because I heard he was leaving. I didn't know what was going on. But then when he came back in 2006, 2007, got the new jersey printed with 11 on the back of it and all. So, and I was about 16, 17 at that point. So
I was actually at his first game for Leeds in Elland Road.
Really?
Would you believe him and Robbie Keane had just come from Inter as well. That was when they spent all their money and it all went down.
That went pear shaped after that.
Sadly, yeah.
He was one.
Very good. What?
I suppose for me, I imagine Lizzie will agree with me. Someone like Valerie Mackay, she would have been full forward for the Cork Ladies senior football team. And like, I suppose growing up as a young player, I would have been in Crow Park kind of looking at Valerie play football. And when I played myself, I would have kind of played in the full forward line. So I kind of would have, you know, looked at her and seen like how she kicked frees and her style of playing. I would have liked to kind of have adapted her style of play to my own as well. So I suppose, yeah, Valerie Mulcahy. And she has a couple of All-Irelands to her name as well. So
serious operator, yeah.
Any ideas, Sean?
What do you think, Sean?
Go, Valerie.
Did Valerie make an appearance on the Fittest Family? Or was that Valerie? No. Oh, no, it's the Underdogs. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
She was a coach with Paul Galvin.
Savage footballer, in fairness.
She's very good now, in fairness. She's very, you'd like to get a word if you're a forward or that from her. Mm-hmm. She seems to sort of feel me out anyway, but...
No bother to her now, I'd say.
Yeah. Lizzie?
It's a tough one, yeah. I suppose, yeah, a little bit like Katie, I would have had, when I was growing up... ladies football wise, like a lot of those involved with the Waterford team at the time, they were winning All Irelands and it's I was thinking here, I was trying to think of some names and stuff, and I was like, wow, I did really follow it and I was really into it, but I actually, which is terrible because I suppose it didn't get the same coverage, like obviously the likes of the Annalise Socrates and some of those, they would have been more my vintage. Katie, Valerie was probably the same age as me. But some of those would have absolutely, I suppose when you were starting out, you were striving towards that. There would have been some players in Wexford at the time as well. Mm-hmm. So I suppose that was that side of it. But soccer wise, mine would have been Eric Cantona. I was a United fan, and sure, he just turned it all on its head, didn't he? And I know, obviously, like, I know.
Literally, Palace fan.
Yeah, literally. And as in, it's mad. I actually remember when that happened. I was actually, this will show my age now, really. I remember listening to the game on, like, a radio with some dodgy signal, because, like, we didn't have it on the telly. And I remember it happened, and I remember going, what is this like? As in, and he obviously got the suspension, and obviously rightly so. But I remember, like, at that time he was talking about whether he was going to leave United or not, and a bit like Sean, I was like, what? So like, I remember writing him a big letter, like begging him to stay. And on top of it, in fairness, he sent me a picture with an autograph back somewhere along the way anyway. So I remember when he came back, it was against Liverpool actually, and he scored a penalty against him. So
it made up for good. The sports people like Cantona or your Ronaldinho's or even, I won't say fat Ronaldo, but Brazilian Ronaldo, like, that they have that stroke of madness. That far brilliance.
He was just a game changer, wasn't he? Like, you know, in the sense of, I think again,
but it's on a knife edge. Like, it could go either way. Like, you don't know what you're going to get with him.
Like, I definitely think the signing of him from Leeds turned the tide for United, as in, because they missed that kind of, maybe that stroke of madness or genius or like,
that's it,
you know, but
make something from nothing,
absolutely. So they would have been, I suppose, I was a bit general on the ladies football side of it, but I suppose it really resonated with me that, like, the only game that used to be on at that time was the All-Ireland final. There was very little coverage, so even though I didn't, I knew I liked it, but I didn't really know.
It just wasn't the same coverage as the...
No, not at all, you know, and soccer was, even on the dodgy radio.
I know.
Tom, don't think you're getting away.
Tom's getting away with that one. Could be controversial now, but he'd be a rival of ours, club-wise, but Owen Kelly, I absolutely loved him coming up. Tipperary Owen Kelly now, not Waterford Owen Kelly. But... he was called the son of God for a reason, I suppose, and he kept Tipperary alive during the noughties when they were
barren times. I suppose it was. He was still holding up the flag.
What did he say? He the point he hit over his shoulder. He was turned facing the other way. He's just knew where the posts were, like, and he's just different class.
Do you know how he did that?
He said he looked at the post down the far side.
He was especially, and it was his actual best years were when Tip weren't as good. During the noughties, before they kind of, that strong team came in to challenge Kilkenny, I suppose he was
the only kind of player that really stood up during.
He was really carrying him on his own at that stage. Like, no disrespect to the other players at the time, but
he was different.
He was just unbelievable,
different class. I think the best moment was when he won the All Ireland as captain, and the whole stadium in Crow Park was singing Sleeve and Wine, and it was just Festy actually sang Galty Mountain Boy, Pat Kerwick after, and it was just, It was epic. Everyone stayed around for about half an hour.
I'm going to kill this tip loving here sorry. Now. So anyway, Tom, it's your turn to pull one from the hat. The next thing, there's going to be a reverberation of tip, tip, tip.
Ooh, interesting. Which sporting highlight of the year?
I think we go to the easy man first, I think. Sean.
Sean, you're up first, Gaffer.
Was that the same year? It was, yeah, wasn't it?
Are you going to go for the 4-3-5-4 win? Knee slides on the sideline.
I suppose the CFAI Cup win in March was a nice, you know, little ending to that season for the lads, for the men's Premier League WIT team. Wasn't really expected for the few weeks leading up to it, because it would dwindle down to about 13 guys and stuff, and then they kind of just came out. But then a few weeks ago against TU City Campus, the 5-4 win was pretty special as well, being 3-0 down at half time and then coming back to 3-3 and then 4-3 down and 5-4 with a last minute win with the guys doing knee slide coming off the bench and physio doing knee slide off the bench and all kind of stuff. And
heard you were there.
In the lashing rain.
Sean getting a win at Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, I was just about to call it, yeah.
And I do love getting a win up in Dublin no matter what the, no matter where it is. So that was nice.
I'd say that was just epic.
Yeah, every day, and you know, the weather kind of made it as well with the lashing rain kind of going up there at one sub and they had about 19 guys and brought on about six of them and stuff. And so it was good to kind of get one over on again. Same team we beat in the final actually in March as well. So yeah.
Rubbing in there, Sean. Yeah. That's the job. Katie?
I suppose for me, this year, I suppose getting the opportunity to be involved with hosting the GA World Games out in the arena. I suppose it was a big thing for all of us, and like getting to showcase the arena to the whole world as such was really good. And I suppose it was a great thing for the whole of the Southeast as well to get the opportunity to showcase the facilities down here.
It was just unreal, wasn't it?
It was class.
It was the whole week.
Like, it's very surreal. Do you know, you were kind of walking around thinking, oh my God, I can't believe we actually have this here.
It was a carnival of sport, really, wasn't it? And I think one thing with the World Games as well, what I really liked about it is it was like sport at its real essence. It was really people who were coming home to play, who played because they loved playing,
And then you had the mixture of meeting old friends who are coming home playing for teams with the likes of the South Africans or the Germans or stuff who don't even speak English and they're playing hurling and Gaelic football. It was completely madness. Like, it was brilliant though. It was really enjoyable.
They were so hardy as well. One guy from Argentina came out and his thumb was totally it was dislocated. He popped it back in, just went back out and played again. And we were like, geez, we'd be milking that all day.
What about country, Tom?
Yeah, I know. Jack?
I suppose there's a couple of ones. I suppose with the obviously being involved with the Fitzgibbon Cup squad, I suppose one of the highlights would be seeing five lads off the team last year actually making their debuts for their respective inter-county teams. That was obviously good to see, even though we didn't actually kind of go well last year. It's obviously good to see the lads from the team that you know well, I suppose, achieving what they kind of want to achieve and getting where they want to be. Hopefully those kind of guys can build on it again this year. As well, obviously, Sean's cup win. Phil's, I suppose, breaking her leg, which is such a low. And then to get onto the world stage then at the World University Games and also the World Championships in Doha. I suppose just brilliant for her. I suppose it's great to see someone from WIT on the highest world stage. And I suppose it's brilliant even at the World University Games to have someone from WIT. Like, it's great for the students around to see that there's someone here on the world stage, I suppose. And
it's class.
It's British. Yeah.
You just took all of ours.
I didn't give you the chance. He's the easy one just to agree with.
Me and Lizzie probably have a similar one here, I'd say. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I think so.
We have a joint one.
I probably have two, the usual, because I'm so non-committal non-committal to either sport. But I suppose the big one on the playing field. Me and Tom were involved with the Giles Cup, the Ladies Football Giles Cup squad last year. And I suppose we would say it was probably... How would we even describe it? As in, I suppose initially, you know, it was about just getting people out, getting playing, getting competitive. We didn't have a great league campaign and went into kind of the championship season. Not really sure kind of where we would be, but things kind of seemed to... come together a little bit. And the major highlight, we qualified for the weekend, the semi-final against Athlone IT. I think we were behind for the whole game. The girls were behind for the whole game. And they just rallied. The last 15 minutes, they just rallied. Like, to be honest, it wasn't anything we did now, to be quite honest.
Not all the screaming on the line or anything.
No, no, but as in, they really just rallied and literally got the winning point in the last kick of the game. It was like something from... it's hard to even describe. We were in such shock. We didn't even really celebrate afterwards. We were like, have we won? Is this...
Do you remember when we got the free... We got a free to level the game, I think, and... I think it was Chloe Fennell went down injured and I sprinted onto the field and almost pulled my hamstring right now onto it.
Well, sprint now would be a bit optimistic, Tom.
Oh, thanks.
Waddling out.
You walked, you walked fast.
Physio was left. Dust trail, but I don't know. That was deadly. Like,
yeah. Then,
in fairness, we were up against it in the final, but that was a highlight to get that team back to the final, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing was, just recently we had the launch of the we're hosting the women's soccer intervarsities this year, and we had the launch recently out in the WIT arena. Michelle O'Neill was down as our special guest, and Michelle is a past student here, so it was excellent, really, to be honest. I'm delighted that we're hosting it, and it was great to have a graduate back here speaking so fondly of WIT and her time of playing soccer here, and obviously everything that she has achieved, you know. So that to me, I suppose, in this academic year, was the highlight for me so far this year.
Deadly. And just to add to the win in Athlone, I would say Phil becoming sports star for the second time, so I think that's a fair achievement as well. And like Jack said, it just shows, you know, it's not too often you have someone on the international stage. And as well, the guys making the squad for the World University Games, they didn't quite get there, but they were on the squad leading up to it. So, you know, they're real highlights for WIT.
Weren't allowed to go there.
Don't speak of the war.
Will we pass it back around? Will I?
Yeah, we'll go one more and we'll see how we're going for time. If it's too serious, then we might...
Katie's getting hungry here.
Can you hear her belly?
Sporting highlights of the year outside of WIT. Wow.
Big one. Jack looks like he's raring to go.
I don't know what to say.
Sean, are you ready?
No, I'm trying to think of like a different sport here. Like,
Yeah. It's not easy. Yeah.
Liverpool win the league. Oh, wait.
Go on, Lizzie. You're ready to go.
I think Lizzie has one, do you, Liz?
She does.
Yeah, again, I have two. Again, obviously, couldn't just have one sport. Like, I was lucky enough to be involved with the Wexford ladies football and the Wexford youth under 17 soccer last year. And I suppose I kind of had there was a double highlight. So it's hard for me to talk about one and not talk about the other. Very lucky with Wexford to get over the line and win a Leinster title, but it happened the same weekend as the hurlers won their Leinster title and the under 21s won theirs. So on the Monday night there was a massive homecoming in Wexford Park for the three teams. There was about 10,000 people in Wexford Park, and you know, it was phenomenal. Like, and as I was only talking to somebody about it last night, and they were like, you know, you couldn't have, I suppose, asked for a better way to end. It was winning on the day that we won, really good performance, girls really, really flew, and then on the Monday to have the opportunity, which, like, I'm involved in ladies football a long time in Wexford, and those opportunities don't come along every day. So it was fabulous to share it with our family and our friends. The other,
class.
Yeah, it was a really, just really nice moment, I suppose. The other with the under 17 youths, we were beaten in the final, but I suppose there were a group that just came from, but there was very little expectation in relation to what they could achieve and where they could go. And, you know, like results and winning and all that, yeah, all that's great and whatever. But I suppose just seeing them progress from day one to... Mm-hmm. to the very end, where they just really grew and developed and just bought into everything that was trying to be done, and just really evolved. And for me, that was just a massive highlight, and just to see, I suppose, where they're going to go now going forward. So we've had a bit of a break now, so you have a little bit of time to reflect on it, but that for me was just fantastic. Total underdogs, no expectation, but they didn't listen to that. They didn't, you know.
I think
so,
it's great when you see them progressing like this.
Oh, yeah, and I suppose when like you see it from the start to the end, and when you're a bit older, when you're playing and whatever, you don't really realise it and whatever. But when you see where they came in at, just as both as players and people, like, you know, just be very proud of them. And, you know, it was just, yeah, really enjoyable year.
Don't listen.
So
she's blushing here now.
Dishes.
Wants to go next.
Sean, you look like you're ready.
Two again, like Elizabeth. First one was getting to work with Dean O'Malley, one of our scholarship guys, who's one of the karate guys. It was a karateka, I believe that's what they're called. A person who does karate.
Yeah. Never heard that before.
I know that now. But for the last kind of 6 or 7 months, I've been working with him with some sports psychology stuff, doing some one-on-one stuff. So it's been interesting to kind of get to learn about such a specialist sport, which it is, and the dedication that these guys put into it with the hours of training and gym stuff and mat training and all these things, and then trying to, you know, self-fund tournaments or, you know, money to get the tournaments internationally and nationally and stuff like that. So it's great to kind of see just what he was trying to do on a daily basis, and, you know, the dedication on a different sport that I'm not so familiar with. And then second thing, we'll be working with the Waterford FC under 13s for the last, again, year, and just getting to see them develop and grow over the last year from small boys into not so smaller boys, and again kind of going with them again in the next year, and again just kind of looking forward to that. So two different ones, but two very enjoyable ones.
Yeah, and you're with them again next year, aren't you? The under 13s.
Yeah.
Well, they're 15s now.
They'll be 15s now. Well, yeah. Under 14s playing 15s, yeah. So it's good to kind of give them a chance at the next level.
Very good. Katie?
I suppose I better keep the two trend thing going. I do have two highlights.
We're all cheating here then. Suppose we're
similar to Lizzie, I suppose, you know, Wexford Hurlers, both minor and seniors, and then obviously the ladies footballers winning the Leinster finals over the summer. I suppose it brought great excitement back to Wexford, and to actually go into Wexford Park that evening and see the girls and see the boys go up on the stage, and to have the three teams all as one, that was a massive highlight. I mean, like, ladies football and like women's sport is obviously increasing and stuff, but to have it on the same stage as the men's was brilliant to see, and having 10,000 people look at all of them in Wexford Park was really good. I suppose the second highlight for me was similar to Lizzie with the Wexford Utes, like the ladies won the final this year, the senior team. A big moment for me was when Rhianna Jarrett obviously played. You know, Rhianna's come through massive injuries.
Yeah.
And she's proven to everyone, like, you can be injured but you can come back and play at a top level. And like, I believe that Rhianna will probably get massive opportunity after winning that again. So I suppose that was another sporting highlight for me outside of WIT.
What about Rhianna Jarrett?
Serious player.
She's unbelievable. Yeah.
That was actually class. Game, in fairness, it was a good promotion for soccer. Yeah,
I think it was one of the best cup finals in a number of years. As in, you know, absolutely. No,
Wexford won.
But to be fair, Piemont have been phenomenal all year and deserved league champions. You know, best teams win league. So it was a real cracker of a game, and you know, it was it was great just to see it, but as in
just to see Rhianna back on the field, and you know, after everything she's come through over the last couple of years as well. So.
Yeah, super talent, super individual as well, you know. So
she'll be leading the line for Ireland soon, hopefully.
Well, she's leading it.
Yeah, well, she is leading it. Yeah. But again, going
again,
forward,
back
again.
Sorry, Lizzie. Jack.
I suppose mine is a little less international or even national, I suppose.
I suppose it's going to be Ballydough, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, of course. after putting in, I suppose, a big effort all year with the hurling side of things in the club and losing out narrowly, we turned our focus to Gaelic football and won out the junior football in Waterford. It was
historic
a funny
moment.
Thing. Yeah, it's not something we'd really put a whole lot of effort in or really think about, but I suppose winning that now was, I suppose, a highlight in that it was great crack more than that, and I suppose winning it and bringing the cup back to the pub and the couple of days we got out of it and all the rest of it. Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Ah, deadly. I suppose I better have one or two myself. One was the under 14 team I was coaching at home, so it was our Grange Mochler Bioneal hurling team. And we had very, very, very small numbers, but my God, they were just hearts of lions. Like, they're brilliant to work with, and we ended up going on to win the South title against Moyle Rovers, who were a much fancy team, and it was brilliant. Again, like you say, the progression of players and just seeing them develop, and even small things you work on that, you know, you see it working in games. So that was brilliant. But then the big one, I'm going to absolutely sting Lizzie and Katie here, was Tip beating Wexford in the semi-final. Sorry, Dad. I think my heart was coming out of my chest. I thought we were bet, and to see him turn it around, and I was delighted that delighted the puck out strategy went to shite. So
the ref tried to help Wexford as much as possible.
What? Two of them were speeches here. Up Tip.
We'll give you your year, Tom. We'll give you your year. But don't you worry. Don't you worry. We're waiting in the long grass. Yeah.
No fury.
Davey's back.
You wouldn't see Davey in the long grass.
Hey now.
So yeah, I think that's do we have one more?
Uno mas.
Yes.
Let's see.
Who am I gonna pass the lucky hat to?
Let's go.
Now, don't pull out a rubbish on this time, Jack. Put it back in if it's rubbish.
Fix it, Jack. What's that one? No, put that one back.
Definitely made it.
Give me a minute here now. With Viking sport mascot, yay or nay?
Ah, yes. This is the one to finish it off. So if you take a look at our Instagram page, you will see a poll that's currently up. It's a vote yay or nay on our WIT Vikings mascot, who will be underneath the head of the mascot will be Sean Gagan, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, lads? Lizzie, are you up for it?
I'm up for it. Yeah, I'm a pro.
It's down to Thomas, though. It's down to how much he wants to put out for it. Like, it's down to how much Thomas wants it.
Yeah.
Thomas Grinsel.
I haven't been called Thomas since I'm about six, I'd say.
Thomas Tinsel.
His Christmas name.
Yeah. Tinsel. But yeah, Sean, you're going to be wearing it. So what do you think?
All right, go for it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, happily go for it. Up to you, Tom. How much is it?
Is it in the budget?
What do you think, lads? It'd be mad enough crack. Like Sean said there before we come in that, you know, imagine somebody walking around the college with this mascot costume on and just going around having a bit of crack with the students and a bit of a laugh. I think it really does suit Sean's personality.
I thought it was like a tag team, so that it was, you know, that the Victor sports Viking office in general would, you know, move through it and then we'd have a vote for who was the best.
No, we never agreed on that.
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
I think you're in that as well, Lizzie.
Yeah. No, I think
we should hold an audition.
Get an extra large bottom for Tom.
After Christmas, I need it. Oh my God. Jesus.
That was very quick now.
What? Huh?
That was very quick.
Oh, you want another one?
We're not done yet.
All right.
Deeper stuff, we're done.
No, we are done. I think they have enough of us. So, agree. So, yeah, I suppose we'll wrap it up there, like all our Christmas presents.
Sorry,
So we'd just like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and hope you all have a healthy and happy new year. And that's a wrap for our special edition. We've been your sports team. This podcast is brought to you by WIT Novus. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Is it holiday time yet?
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Coca-Cola ad. Do 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 do.
I think we should lock Tom in here.
Yeah. Order a mask.
We'll be here till Christmas.
Amateur hour over here.
Can't deal with this shit.
Right.
Where's my agent?